Well, this is the 13th year of the SkyWest City of St. George Mini Indy race. And we basically have 44 teams this year, two divisions, just like NASCAR. And these teams come from all over the country and, quite frankly, from all over the world to participate in this event. And all the proceeds from the event go back to United Way Dixie. So the funds stay local right here in southern Utah and help benefit a number of our nonprofits. But the event is an unusual event, a bunch of adults acting like children in these cars, and it's really interesting too. They actually try and do things that make their cars more aerodynamic. It's an interesting phenomenon. Some of these people put a lot of time and money into these little cars, and it's all for a good cause, though, to raise funds locally here, and we just have a lot of fun. As I mentioned, this is the 13th year, and so far to this date, we've raised nearly about $1.1 and $1.2 million. For our local charities. So it's a three-day event. Typically on Wednesday, there's a golf tournament, which was held at Sunbrook Golf Club. On Thursday is the practice race and the banquet. And then Friday is actually the real race and then the championship at the end. So we're looking forward to another great event, and hopefully the wind will not be too outrageous and crazy for us, but at least it's not snowing on us here in southern Utah.
So you here in St. George have a team of racers, and from what I understand, it's all women.
Our team this year is an all-women's team. We've had a number of teams participate in years past, and we just thought, what a great opportunity to have some of the women in the city get to know each other. We select women that work in different divisions, so they don't know each other. They come together and learn to work together. And it's great because it fosters relationships between different city divisions and departments and helps them come together and know each other because we are a fairly sizable organization, and a lot of people really focus on just their area of expertise, and they never get a chance to meet other employees in other divisions and departments. And so this is really a great team-building experience for our employees.
So will we see them in race gear? Will they have pink helmets? Because you told me that the car is pink.
The car is hot pink, and we like to get a little extra mileage, no pun intended, out of our cars. We use it, we're going to be using it too as part of our Save a Sister race that's coming up, and so it's also a breast cancer awareness message that we're trying to put out there as well. But yeah, they'll be in their pink gear. They'll be all dolled up like the pink ladies of the 1950s down at the Dixie Center. And I got to tell you, the banquet is a spectacle. It's not just going and eating dinner and listening to the speakers or to receiving awards. It's a spectacle. Everyone comes in costume, and it looks like a second Halloween down there. It's really a lot of fun, and teams get points for dressing up. They get points for their vehicle. They get points for their theme, and they also have a pit stop competition, which they get points for in addition to the racing.
Well, what is the ultimate goal? I know they're trying to raise money, but they're getting points for what?
Well, they're ultimately trying to get points, really just points for bragging rights, okay, to be nominated or to be chosen as the grand champion of the event. The city of St. George has been the grand champion twice, and so we're always kind of watched as one of the teams to beat. Plus, we're local. A lot of these teams are not. And so, you know, there's a lot of competition out there, but this is all in good fun. And these people enjoy the racing scene. A lot of them are fans of NASCAR, and so they take this little go-kart race very seriously. Mobile One brings their NASCAR, and they actually are the pace car for the kickoff of the event. So they squeal the tires around our little go-kart course in their NASCAR. They rev the engine up, get everyone excited, and then we hop into our 5-horsepower go-karts and go about 4 or 5 miles an hour.
I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey, buddy, how can I get this car?